It's a story about my youth, but let's talk about the present short. Oh.
Start the show the way we usually start the show.
We are starting the show now. Welcome back to Hambone and the Guy. I am so glad to be here. Back from our hiatus. Hambone, how you feeling?
Good.
Yeah. You know, Hambone, a lot of people have been wondering, where the F have these two been?
Yeah.
Yeah. And in the interest of transparency, let's just be straightforward. I personally was busy serving some time for some allegations that will be dropped right after I figure out where those judges' kids live.
Well, I think that was the problem in the first place, brother.
Well, problem.
Hambone.
Problem and solution. And then Hambone, of course, you just spent 2 weeks at conversion camp getting a tune-up before your wedding.
Yeah, that's really funny. I'm going to use that. That's funny.
Yeah. So that's the long and short of it. No longer a reason to keep spreading around all these vicious rumors like, oh, their friendship isn't actually strong enough to carry the weight of this show that doesn't need to exist.
Untrue.
Or like, oh, the views were going down and they'll probably never improve because people only support things when they're new. Or, oh, Giles went on 2 vacations and a work conference in 18 days and he hasn't had time to buy food despite being home for 3 days already. But we don't want to hear it, all right? We care about this show. It's important.
Let the body shoot the...
That's why it's so good to be back.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, so we're glad to be here at our new home at advice.fm, internet radio's premier home for dial-in stuff.
Are you okay? Are you all right?
No.
What's going on? What's wrong with you?
We have 4 hours in the car tonight. I'm sure I'll tell you everything.
Okay.
But you know what I'm interested? You know, it seems like there are problems in this world.
Yeah, what kind of problems do you have?
I don't worry about my problems. I'm here to solve those of others.
Yeah, all right. Yeah,
and I'm actually I'm excited here. We're excited to join the team at advice.fm. Please dial in now to 1-666-456-6969, extension 420-187, pound sign, then enter your social security number to reach through our system, and we will be ready to answer your questions. And just as soon as I said that, looks like we got the first call coming in right now. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Hambone's father. I was calling to ask what I should do if my son has a huge disappointment. Thanks.
Oh. I guess he must have been listening the whole time.
Yeah, sorry, I have been listening. I just woke up.
Thank you for calling in, caller. We got someone else coming in here. Let's see what they got.
Hey, I'm calling to see how it is I can be really cool like the guy and not uncool like Hambone. You got any tip?
Yeah. Well, you got any tips?
Yeah, well, caller.
You got any tips on looking like a fucking bargain bin Axl Rose?
What the fuck is that?
You got any fucking tips for that? You fucking piece of shit.
Do you have
you
any,
ugly fuck?
Do you have any tips?
You have any tips on having cool piercing blue eyes?
That's actually really nice.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Do you have any tips on looking like everyone in the crowd at a discount Axl Rose concert? Do you have anything like that?
You have any tips on looking like Beavis and Butthead?
Good one.
That was good. All right. Yeah. We got any more calls? I think we need some actual advice. You know?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see if we have anyone that's a little more interactive here. I'm sick of these people just calling and hanging up so quickly.
Yeah. Me too.
It's really inconvenient for the dynamic. Let's hope that we got someone calling in now that might want to talk a little bit. And oh, look at that. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey,
what's your name?
First time listener, last time listener.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. What made you tune in / stop tuning in?
I was on the internet.
Yeah, what were you doing on the internet there, friend?
I was just like looking around at stuff, and I saw you two idiots, and I was like, I gotta put my social security number in to do something.
Yeah,
that doesn't seem like a scam, so I just fucking went for it, man. And dude, I'm here, and I got a question.
Yeah, what's your question, brother?
I've been thinking about this all day.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Imagine you're in a relationship. I don't know who you boys are.
Yeah, I am, bro.
Like, okay, good.
I got a clam to slam.
Okay. Oh, man, that's hot.
Ham bone.
I was thinking about this all day and all night. I thought I'll put my social security in and I'll ask. Oh, imagine you're in a relationship with your partner and you love your partner so deep. In a way, you like, I've never felt like this before. This is unfucking believable. And it's going on for years and years. And it just keeps getting better. And you're like making future plans and shit, right? And you're like, man, I fucking love this person so much.
Hey, you want to wrap this up there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sorry about that. And so you never felt this way. You're deep in love, making future plans. What would you think if you found out that your partner's grandpa was in the Ku Klux Klan? All right, I'll talk to you guys.
Well, I would say I didn't know we were related.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. What about you, Giles? Guy man?
Yeah. Grandfather. I mean, you know, grandfathers do a lot of nasty shit. I mean, if he has a couple friends and they dress up and, you know, be real honest with each other every once in a while. I mean,
be real honest with each other. What the fuck?
Hambo.
You know, they just get out there and they start expressing themselves in a way.
Also, hey, caller, are you still there?
I am still here. Yeah. I don't know why.
Okay, hey, quick question. You said partner. Are you gay?
Oh, no, I just didn't know if you boys were.
Well, I mean...
In the parlance of our times, I was just being nice.
Yeah, okay, I didn't know.
I'm not. I'm in a polygamite relationship. how do you hang this thing up, man? I've been trying.
Hey, man, do you want us to answer the first question or the second one on how to answer, how to hang up a phone?
Yeah, I wasn't really asking about the KKK thing, the line cut out. I was just thinking, my actual question was, how do I hang this fucking call up?
Well, brother, is it a cell phone or is it a rotary?
It's a rotary.
Of course it is.
I got it tacked onto the side of my fridge. It's fucked up.
Hey, Giles didn't mean to laugh at you, man. I think it's cool that you have a landline. Anyways,
it's fucked up.
Just put it on the receiver, man.
Yeah, no, I did. It's on the receiver.
Well, thank you for...
Hey, brother. Thanks for calling in. Okay, goodbye, brother.
Bye-bye.
We got to open up the lines to see if anyone else wants to call in for their advice.
Hello?
Hold on.
Oh, I guess we already started.
I guess our producer answered the fucking phone.
Oh, sorry.
Relearning the buttons.
Oh, sorry.
So thank you for calling in to Hambone and the Guy. How are you today?
Hey, my name's Martin Figlet.
Marty, what's up?
Just a quick question. Yeah, you can call me Marty.
Okay.
Or Mr. Figlet would be fine.
Okay, Mr. Figlet, what's going on?
PH.
Yeah.
Well, I had a question to Hambone. I saw you in a Kroger gas station.
Yeah?
Yeah, and you were getting thrown out. Why did you call Sumo Oranges a racial slur? I'll take my answer off the air. How the fuck do you hang this thing up?
Thank you.
What?
Thank
None you of for our fans.
Thank you.
Know how to use a phone.
Thank you for calling in, Mr. Figlet. We appreciate your time. Hambone, what happened?
was that somebody got a little fucking mouthy behind some bulletproof glass, and I wasn't about to put up with it.
That glass instills a lot of confidence.
Yeah, it instills a lot of unearned confidence that I don't like to deal with.
Yeah.
At the gas station, brother. So.
Yep.
That's it. There's your answer, Mr. Martin Figlet.
Yeah, I got a little heated at Chase Bank the other day.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, I just wanted my money, and she said no, and I almost snapped, but it's okay, though. I don't have it yet. Anyway.
Wow, a really, really interesting story. Thanks for bringing it up.
I wonder if we have any more callers coming
in. Yeah, do we have any more callers?
I really hope so. Let's check. Oh, lines are lighting up. Let's see if we got anyone coming in here. Let's press that.
Oh, man. Hey, boys.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hey, who are you?
Reggie Wilkes.
Yeah.
I'm from Biloxi.
Hi, Reggie. Thank you for calling advice.fm with Hambone and the guy.
Oh, thanks. I just got a real quick question. It's embarrassing, but I figured you guys have probably been in some pretty embarrassing situations.
Hey,
it's called this podcast, but go ahead, Reg. Yeah, that's why you tune in, brother. That's why you tune in. I get it, brother.
I love Hambone. Hate the
Your
guy.
Whoa, the lines got crossed.
Hambone.
Yeah. Oh, God. I was just wondering if you guys stay in hotel rooms a lot. Do you ever stay in hotel rooms when you go places, or do you just sleep in your cars or under a bridge or something?
Hotel rooms.
I do stay in hotels.
Don't make fun of my voice.
Not when I go places. I stay in hotels to try to get bit by bed bugs so that I can stage legal action against the...
This is why I hate the guy. Hambone, more of a question for you. When you're dropping a level 5 pipe buster in a hotel room, what is the easiest way to clean that thing to where you won't get dinged with any hidden surcharges or room fees? Because I just pooped a bocce ball in this place, and I had to put my social security number in and call you guys because I am in quite a pickle.
Well, we appreciate the
social
security.
How the fuck do you hang this thing up?
What? No one that calls in, you ought to hang up a fucking phone.
I think most of our callers get hung up on.
Yeah,
pretty sure other people decide the conversation ends for
them. No, it's still on.
He's still on.
It's still on the phone. I can hear him. I don't fucking care, man. Give me a coat hanger.
Well, what I would do is I would...
Oh, shit, he's talking to me. Yeah, hello? Dude, hurry
Reg,
up.
Reg, are you there?
Someone else?
Reggie, are you there?
Yeah, my wife's in here, motherfucker.
Reggie, are you there?
Hurry
Reggie.
Up. This is why I hate the guy.
Reggie, put your wife up.
Okay. Hey, honey, one of these dumb fucks from a podcast that want to talk to you. I put your social security number in so you should talk. Hello?
Hello, is this Mrs. Reggie Wilkes?
This is Genevieve Wilkes, yes. Genevieve Wilkes Booth.
Yeah.
And I'm a hyphenate.
Okay, Miss Wilkes Booth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My husband laid a gagger in this A-Loft hotel toilet that just simply will not flush.
Well, I think here's the thing. If you guys could afford an A-Loft, you could probably afford to fucking just buy the toilet.
Would go buy. I'm not going to buy a fucking toilet. I have a toilet
Listen,
at home.
Listen, Genevieve, you fucking came to us.
This
okay?
is why
you
I hate Hambone.
This is why I hate women.
Well, that's fucked up of you.
Yeah, well.
Ever heard of She-Hulk, bitch?
Here's what I want you to do.
Thank you, guy. You're my favorite.
I want you to take the
great eyes.
The universal remote control for the bad TV that's installed in your room.
It's a flat screen LG.
Yeah, I want you to take the non-matching remote control for that TV.
This is a Sony remote. How'd you know?
I've been in a few A-lofts, let's just say, and I want you to wrap it in one of the tiny trash bags that you were going to fill with your own hair. Yep.
And okay.
And then just go ahead and use that like a crude tool, like a primate would in the wild, and use that to break up your dog log that you left in the toilet.
I didn't leave the dog log. My husband did.
That's not what I heard.
Hey, can you put Reggie back on?
Yeah, sure. Reg? Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, Reggie, I think you should...
She's hot, right?
She is hot.
Did you guys tell she has big fake tits?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Total,
brothers, yeah. I dumped my bags on those things last night. Anyway, sorry, I ate a bunch of chimichangas, and now I'm fucked in this A-loft. Why is she wiping the remote off with it? What'd you tell her?
Reggie, you should get a divorce.
Yeah, now's the time.
We've been divorced twice.
And got back together?
Yeah, no. Well, yes. Well, yeah, this time. Don't ask me. How do I hang this thing up?
All right, bye now, Reg.
I'm hitting the red button.
Thank you so much for calling in, Reggie. We appreciate it here. Let's just see if we have any other short calls left here. We got one on the board.
Hi, this is Hambone's fiance. I'm worried I'm about to make a huge mistake. How do I find someone more cool and handsome like the guy? I need to know really soon. Thanks for the advice. Bye. See you at home, Hambone.
Hey, that's cool. She finally supported the show.
Yeah, it's nice she listened finally, I think.
Well, let's see if the phones are lighting up here. Oh, we got one. It looks like one more we got time for.
Yeah, me and my buddy are trying to start a podcast, but we want to make sure no one watches it. Do you guys have any advice? Rock out, brother.
Just let it rip. That's what we've been doing.
Yeah.
Let it rip. Nobody will watch. Trust me.
Yeah, just put your heart and soul into it and then just kind of, you know, have people talk about it to you, but not anywhere else. Well, Hambone, I think this has been a pretty great episode.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Is there anything else you'd like to do, or do you want to just leave it at advice for today? I feel like we...
I think we should leave it at... Well, I mean, we could do a wrap.
We could do that, or we can get into that next week at whatever station we work at. You know, we got a whole day here. So.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you so much for listening to Hambone and the Guy.
Hello?
Okay.
Reggie, hang up the phone.
No, this is Martin Figlet.
Oh, Figlet. Hey, it's Figlet again.
Hey, Martin, we'll keep talking to you off air. Thank you, everyone.
I don't want to talk. I want to hang it up.
We'll be back next week with Hambone and the Guy. Thank you.
Hambone.
The Guy.
Hambone and the Guy.